You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
Hey, what's going on? Welcome to Built for the Stage podcast. This is Joe Roscoe, founder and host of Built for the Stage, Broadway's number one fitness platform with clients in over 20 Broadway shows, stages on the West End in London, Australia, Disney productions in Hong Kong, some performers out in Germany, collegiate stages across the country. We are your one-stop shop for all things theater and fitness. So if you need yourself an online coach to work on an online interactive fitness app to help you train like the actor athlete that you are, that's us, builtforthestage.com. You can try working out with me for free at no cost, no commitment, no catch. All right. Let's get on to our special guest. Special guest, as always, on the show. Been a fan from afar of this performer. They made their Broadway debut in Newsies. You've seen them in Hamilton and the new Broadway show, Hell's Kitchen. They are a part of the cast as well. So we're going to get into Hell's Kitchen, but we're also going to get into spotlighting our guest, who is none other than David Guzman. Welcome to the show, David. What's going on?
What's up?
And the crowd goes wild. Happy Friday, my friend. Happy Friday.
It's getting nice out. You know, the weather's nice. The warm weather's coming, so we love that.
Absolutely. New York is a different place when spring and summer hits, right?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, the seasonal depression goes away, you know. We can be humans again.
It's a real thing. So what's a Friday look like for you right now? What's going on with the show, or are you running around like a wild man? What's going on?
Yeah, a little bit. We have a 10 out of 12 today. So we have tech, second day of tech. So we start at 12:30 and we'll end at midnight. So that'll be fun, but long day, but honestly really exciting. I always say tech is like a really fun part of the process. It's definitely like long, grueling hours, but like it's when you get to like be on the stage for the first time, when you get to see the sets move for the first time, when you get to figure out what this number is going to be on the stage. So it's really fun. I actually really enjoy it.
Okay, cool. Well, then even more gratitude and thanks for spending this amount of time talking to me when you have a 10 out of 12.
Yeah, no problem.
So we'll make sure to make our time very prompt and concise. All right, well, let's rewind. So you grew up dancing alongside your brother. This is about you, this episode, but like you have a very unique story where you both have found great success in this career. One person in the family having success is one thing and a very, very minimal percentage of people doing it. But to have, you know, a sibling doing it as well, that's pretty special. What was growing up for you like, and when did performance come into play?
Yeah, I feel like anything about me it's kind of inevitable to, you know, talk about my brother. we're twins, or, you know, same DNA, one and the same, but, you know, still very different people. But we both grew up dancing. We started at the age of two, actually. My sisters were both dancers. They went to like this dance school the Gold School in Brockton, Massachusetts, where I grew up and trained. There was one day me and my brother were kind of crazy. You know, being a twin just means you have like, my mom said it was like having a sleepover every night. Like we could never go to sleep. We were always having fun, always causing a ruckus. there was one day where one of the studio's door was left open, and at two, we would never stop running. We would never stop moving. And when we walked by this open studio door, we like didn't move. And my mom was like, "What is happening?" The teacher was nice enough to like let us in, and we just like sat the entire class and just watched them dance. And we're like, "Well, maybe let's just try to like put them in a class." And we loved it ever since. Loved performing, loved dancing. I feel like dancing as a male dancer growing up is kind of hard too, because you're usually bullied for it. It's not a common thing, but I think always having my twin brother by my side was always so helpful, because it was like, I don't care what other people think, I'm doing it with this dude right here, you know? At the Gold School, there was like a good like 10 other guys within the school too. So there's a lot of guys there. There's a lot of support, which was awesome.
Nice. Yeah. It's a running theme on the podcast. It's about the importance of surrounding yourself with a circle that's going to be supportive of you to block mm-hmm. out the outside noise or outside just, or even your inner thoughts of self-sabotage. Like that circle yeah. around you is definitely important. Okay. So you, amazing story, by the way, just that alone, like you're walking by, you said you were out two?
It was two years old.
2 years old. And then the two brothers are just mesmerized by this dance studio as they're walking by.
Yeah.
Okay. That's maybe you should push this story to some type of playwright or.
Yeah. Get, right.
This sounds like something that should be on the stage itself.
Yeah. Maybe something.
Hey, I'm telling you, I'd get a ticket. So fast forward to high school, I read that you actually, you hadn't completed it yet when you booked Newsies. Is this the case?
This is the case. We had just finished our junior year of high school, and we went to like a national dance competition during the summer. And one of the teachers there was like, hey, they're looking for strong male dancers in the show on Broadway. You and your brother should come audition. We're like, oh, great. Like, and they're like, what? You know, when is it? And like, oh, like tomorrow morning. And we were living in Boston or, you know, south of Boston, Brockton, Massachusetts at the time. And yeah. So we like left at like 4 a.m. the next morning to make it to the like 10 a.m. audition. they ended up actually only wanting one of us because there was only one spot available. And, you know, through all the cuts and everything, it wasn't just like immediate, you know, we had to still audition and there was many cuts, but, they're like, hey, we'd love to hire one of you. And we actually said no, which is funny because we were like, we'd love to just finish our senior year together, whether that be in the show in New York or like back in school. I think we, you know, with guidance from our mom too, that it was just like, I think it would be a great idea to finish, you know, that time of our lives together because we'll do plenty of jobs separately, which has happened, you know, like we work together sometimes, but not often, you know. So it's nice that we did get to finish that year together, but they ended up coming back to us about a month later. We're like, we saved another spot for you. So like now we have two spots. Can you guys both come and join us? And we'd like, we'd love to for sure. It's kind of like a crazy story, honestly.
So it's adding to your biopic musical that should be coming up. I'm telling you.
And then when we did the show in New York, Newsies, there was two other guys as well within the show that were graduating high school that year. So there was like four of us all in our senior year of high school doing work online. This was like before COVID, before online was a popular thing. It was actually testing out like what would be learning like online for the first time. We would do that and then do the show at night. And then what was really sweet is our company put together a graduation. So at the end of that year, we actually graduated on stage and we had some of the actors like act as our principal and like they like gave us our diploma and we like came out after a show and they gave us robes. It was actually, I was so against it. I was like, I don't want to do that. Like, why would I want to do that? And then when it happened, I was like, oh, that was awesome. I was like, not in front of all these random people. Like, I was like, it doesn't mean anything to them, but it was actually really, really special. And I'm so glad they made me do it.
That's cool. I want to rewind to when the teacher instructor that knew about the audition and that it was the next day and you had to leave at 4 a.m. Was there any hint of like hesitation or consideration, or were you and your brother just like, oh, cool, we'll do it? Like, what was that like?
I mean, yeah, sure. I mean, I had never put together a resume. Neither of us had. So we were like, what do we put on there? I don't know. We haven't done anything. So we put some like a bunch of BS on there. So I don't, you know,
yeah, yeah.
You know that works. But and then we had to figure out like songs to like sing if we were going to sing. And
in less than 24 hours.
Yeah, it was like 7 p.m. Like it was literally like nighttime. So it's like we were just like scrambling. But the idea was like we have to audition for colleges coming up soon, and you know, we want to get used to that process. We did not expect to book it at all. It was more just like, let's go for the opportunity, why not? Like, we're not doing anything tomorrow, like luckily we are on the East Coast, so it's really only like a 4-hour drive, so we're like, let's, and you know, we were up for it, so we were like, yeah, let's why not go for it. We actually, on the way down, we didn't have headshots either, so we we stopped at like a rest stop on the way, and we like squatted in front of like a McDonald's so you couldn't see it, and we were just in front of bushes, and my mom like took a picture and then printed it out like at a Duane Reade when we got into the city. And that was our headshot to audition with, was in front of a McDonald's on a rest stop. Yeah, it was good.
Come on. And then y'all booked Broadway with McDonald's headshots.
Exactly.
Come on. This doesn't get, yeah. Come on. You're making all these stories up. This is a bunch of BS.
Yeah.
You're making this up. Well, yeah, I wanted to go back and highlight that just because with working with clients and like them expressing the ups and downs of the industry, and just willingness is such a big part of it. Just like the willingness to jump, the willingness to maybe not feel prepared or equipped, but you just make up a resume and take a McDonald's headshot and learn a song within 8 hours before having to drive. So like kudos to 17-year-old David, but also just everyone listening. I hope you hold tight to that and just take it as a learning lesson of some things happen for you because you're just straight up willing to put yourself out there.
Yeah. There's actually, okay,
please go ahead.
To finish the story, I guess. Or a key part I like to think is it came down to like three of us in that audition. And at that point they had given us sheet music from the show and they're like, hey, can you learn this really quick? We did like choir. I kind of knew how to read music, but not good enough to like know within, 30 minutes before I have to like go in. But it was me and my brother. And then at this time, this random guy that I just met, Julian, and he actually helped teach us the music, and like he's like I've been in for the show before, like here's how you read the music, like this is the song. And he's one of my groomsmen in my wedding. Like we ended up becoming like really good friends. We all booked the show. He actually booked it before us, but it was just like one of those like really great moments where if it wasn't for him, I don't think we would have done as well.
Yeah, you had a lot of things line up for you, and a bit of serendipity sounds to be like the case there. So that's really cool. So fast forward, you hop over to this little skit that people have heard about, Hamilton. And how long did you live with the show? How long were you a part of it?
I just left actually, maybe a month ago, a couple weeks ago.
Okay.
And I had been with the show. I started January of 2016. And I had just left January of 2024. So 8 years on and off. I was lucky enough to have some like leave of absences to do some other jobs and stuff like that. So overall 8 years. Yeah.
Crazy. Okay. Very cool. So with this still being kind of fresh, only about maybe 3 months post leaving the show about that, how does it feel to be opening something different, something new, that we haven't heard of? It's not like a revival or anything like that. Alicia Keys is a part of, what's that experience been like?
It's been amazing. It's been so surreal, honestly. I remember in like the Hamilton days, I was like, I think my next like goal, like my dream would be to like create a new original Broadway show. I hadn't done it up to that point. I replaced in Newsies. I replaced in Hamilton. Like these shows have already been created. So I was like, I really want to be in the process of like being in a rehearsal studio, trying to figure out what the show is and a new show. Like I would love to do a revival, of course, but there's just something that's so new about it. It's like it could be anything, So I always had that goal. And then when it happened, I was just trying to take it all in as much as I could, just really enjoy the process, really enjoy every moment of it. So I've been loving it. The crew over there is amazing. The company is incredible. I think that's really what makes projects so special, is the people that you do it with. And we want to make sure that we create a good environment. Like I feel like everyone puts in like great energy out there, because that's also really important too. It doesn't just like happen. It's not just like, oh, it just happens to be a good group of people. Like everyone's like constantly like making it that, which is awesome. And then the show is just so exciting. We get to work with Alicia Keys, which is like crazy. She's just like you know, this mega star, but like in person, she's just like, yeah, like I'm just a normal human. And you're like, right. Yeah, I guess you are. It's still pretty surreal. And so that's been pretty amazing. She's crazy talented and it shows, as she's like creating the show. And then never mind, like the choreographer, Camille A. Brown's been amazing to work with. And I've just been loving it. Really, really loving the process, really loving the show, really loving the people.
Has the process been pretty streamlined as far as setting numbers and scenes and whatnot? Or have you been able to experience working on a new work where one day it's this and then the next day it's, hey, everybody, we're actually going to change this and we're going to do this, that, or the other instead? Sure. Have you had a lot of, you know, copy and paste moments or?
Some, nothing crazy, honestly. They had done a workshop like a year before they did two workshops and I was not a part of the first one. So they did a lot of like the groundwork and, before. And then when, I was being added to it, they did some new stuff as well. But not major changes, you know, a lot of small stuff. And especially when we went from the public to, now rehearsing for Broadway, a lot of small changes, you know, still the same heart of numbers and like still the same like sequence and how it moves, but just some smaller details that have changed and but nothing crazy. No.
Okay. So last little bit about Hell's Kitchen, and then we want to hop back into just hearing about you more personally. With the show's like description, what I've seen about online, we're set in the 90s. It's following a girl that I guess comes across a piano teacher that helps her find her footing as perhaps a person. Maybe there's a love story involved as well. Why should someone come see Hell's Kitchen? What's this all about? Like, why do we want to run to the theater to see you all?
For me, I guess it's like, it's kind of like a slice of life. So I think it's a slice of life. I think the music is incredible. If you've ever listened to Alicia Keys or like Alicia Keys, you're going to love the show. Cause you're just, it feels like a concert almost. And then never mind to like put amazing dance on top of it. Like the dancing is just so exciting in the show. It's just like really entertaining and it doesn't get too deep, but it gets deep enough where to me, I feel like it hits you emotionally on these different moments of the show. I don't want to give anything away, but like there's some really beautiful like mother daughter moments. And I just feel like there's different moments that everyone can connect to. And you almost, there's new songs in the show, which is really exciting. You're like, oh, I've never heard this song before. And then there's also songs that you've heard, but they do it in a slightly different way or in a different relationship that you hadn't thought about before. So I think it's just beautiful to like, you're like, oh, I never thought of that song in that way. And now it's like so beautiful. So I think the show does that really, really well.
Cool. Any of the choreo that was set before you and the cast, was any of it kind of daunting or intimidating or like, how are we going to pull this off or any crazy antics going on on the stage?
I mean, sure. Yeah, I still feel that way. I'm like, I hope I can do it. what Camille does is pretty incredible. It's like 110% energy all the time. So it's not all the time, I should say, but the opening number, it just starts so energetic. So it's definitely really challenging. It's really hard. But it's so exciting. I feel like we've definitely gotten a good groove in it. We have to, you know, find our new groove for Broadway and figure out what this new one is. And I know everyone will get there, but it's definitely a challenge. But it'll be worth it. I think I've been saying like my body's hurting. It's like a lot of physical energy. It's a lot of like strength I need to build up, but it's so worth it. It's like, you know, I love doing the movement. I love getting to do it with the people too there. It's really, really fun.
Okay, sweet. All right, let's hop off Hell's Kitchen for a moment. Let's get to know you a bit more. We're going to do something silly, the BFTS hot seat. Don't sweat it. It's a pretty cold hot seat. So we'll put on some cheesy music here and we'll get going. All right. First question, very important question. There we go. Music's cued. Pizza or burgers?
I go pizza.
Okay. Controversial question. Cats or dogs?
I'm a dog person for sure. But I like them both. I like all pets.
Favorite show, whether you've done it or not, favorite show?
I'll go West Side Story. It's pretty
special. There you go. Okay. Okay, West Side Story. You have a open invitation to go to a restaurant, and they're giving you up to three guests. You could choose one or two or three, but it could be between one to three guests. They could be living, they could be past, they could be a cartoon character. They don't even have to be real. Who are the one to three guests that you're going to invite to dinner?
To dinner, I'm going to go my wife Carla. And I'll go my twin brother, Jacob.
Okay. There you go. Yeah. That's a sweet answer. I was watching some Instagram reel, and they're asking these married couples who they'd want to have dinner with or whatever. And they're naming these celebrities and blah, blah, blah. And then they take them in this other room, and then they bring their kids into the interview room, and the kids can't see the parents. And they asked the kids, who would you want to have dinner with? And the kids all said their parents. And it was like this sweet, you know, yeah, exactly.
That's
exactly.
So sweet.
And you just did the same thing, Carla and your brother.
Yeah, I bet you,
is Carla in the apartment right now? Are you trying to score brownie points?
always trying to score points.
smart over there, smart over there. Okay, if you had a good day or a bad day, but you just wanted to vibe, feel a good groove as you're walking down the sidewalks of New York, what's one of your go-to songs that we can all add to our Spotify playlist that's going to get us going?
I feel like I listen to a lot of different music, but I love I've Been in Love by Jungle. It's just like such a smooth and chill, uplifting music. Yeah, it's nice.
Okay, sweet. I'm still waiting for a listener out there to go back to all of our episodes and take this exact question and put everyone's song that's been a guest on a playlist. So
yeah, there you go.
I'm looking forward to that. Okay, last question. You have a time machine. You can go past, present, future, and any location you want. Where are you going to go and what time period?
Whoa, that's a big question.
Yeah.
I don't know. I feel like going to the past is scary, and I feel like going to the future is scary.
take a vacation in the present. Where are you going to go?
That's where I was going to go. Carla and I both love to travel. We make it like a huge part of our lives, you know. So we just went to Europe, and I would probably, let's say somewhere in Asia. Let's go to maybe like Japan. That would be amazing.
Okay, sweet. All right, nice. You're off the hot seat. Congrats. Good job. Okay, I wanted to get into this part about you, and you brought it up during the hot seat there. Tell us about how, you know, you met Carla and having a significant other that's also in the industry. I know for myself, in my past of when I was in the industry, I think there's pros and cons to having someone that knows exactly what you're going through and is in the trenches with you. But also, like, that brings up its own complications as well. Tell us, like, how you met and just how that's been navigating y'all being in this crazy career of theater together.
Yeah. We met doing this, like, small little gig, I guess. We had two of our mutual friends were submitting to choreograph for So You Think You Can Dance, actually. And they were putting this duo together, and they happened to choose me and Carla. So we were in rehearsals, and this was, you know, years and years ago. But we were in rehearsals. I remember it went, and there wasn't like no connection like that. It was like we were just like doing this duet together. When we filmed it, I was hungover. I was literally like puking in between the takes. Like, it was just like, I was a mess. and then when we started Hamilton, we were both swings together, and we got to like know each other really well. I mean, for those of you, I'm guessing a lot of your people know what swings are, but you know, we're off stage, we're covering the onstage cast. And so we spend a lot of time together going over the show and just being off stage. And that's where I say we fell in love. So we fell in love at Hamilton. You know, it has its challenges. It's great because she understands like kind of what I'm going through. I don't have to really go into depth of what I'm trying to explain. But then also it has its downsides too. Cause then I'm like, yeah, but I like, you know, wanted to do this. And she's like, but no. And I'm like, okay, well, don't call me out, but fine.
Yeah.
There's no BS, you know, that can slip past her. But it's what's kind of really nice right now too, is she's now just a straight choreographer. So we're not like, and not that we would ever be fighting for the same jobs, but we're in slightly different careers of like the same, in the same genre. So it's nice that, you know, she's doing her, like her choreographic thing and I'm still performing right now. And, so it works out really, really great.
Yeah. I got to interview Carla, I don't know, it might have been a few years ago now. And she was just making that transition where she had, I think she had left Hamilton, the show, and then started some choreography gigs at that time. So very cool. Okay, a couple last questions before our time wraps up here and let you get to your 10 out of 12.
Yeah.
Just diving into something like a little bit more in-depth or heavy, I guess I'll say, you know, I think it always is beneficial for other people in the industry to not just hear the wins and everything's great and everything's butterflies and rainbows. You know, what was maybe a pivotal time in your career where you were in one of those valleys and you were working through it, but looking back at it, you know, you're glad it happened and you learned X, Y, Z from it. Was there anything like that that's happened to you thus far in your career?
I mean, sure. I think there's like a couple of things that like come to mind, but I guess the biggest one is I injured myself in the show when I was at, actually I injured myself a couple of times, but there was a time at Hamilton where I injured myself and I think I actually gained a lot of weight. I injured my wrist and I needed surgery and it took over like a year to actually heal. And it took me out and I was, you know, in this weird state. I tried to like even like run on a treadmill or something, but just the blood pumping ended up like hurting my wrist. And I was like, that's not even my legs. Like I can't do any exercise. So I ended up just like kind of eating a lot. I gained like over, you know, 25 pounds, something like that. And, but I think what I really learned from it was the opportunity to perform will not always be there. I think also swinging at the show, you know, I gave like my full 100%, you know, every time I would perform, but there just comes a different quality to it when you're like, oh, like let me like really cherish performing every single time. There's always like the effort that you're like, oh, I'm going to give like my best effort today. But then there's like that, oh, I'm going to give 100% of what I have, whether that's, you know, at this level or at this level, I'm going to give like whatever I have today is for this audience. So it's like a huge learning lesson and, especially being out of the show for a year and just like slowly like recovering and how long that takes, you know, just have to really take care of your body, really take care of, and as, you know, as I get older too, doing Newsies, I didn't have to do anything really. I was so young that my body just healed itself.
Couple of arm circles and you're good to go, right?
Exactly. And then never mind, like after the show, I didn't have to do any cool down. Now I'm like rolling out every morning, trying to cool down every night. You know, like there's so much more that goes into it. But your slogan there, you know, you have to train like an athlete if you're going to be doing this. So that's a huge thing I learned and really taking advantage of the time that I do have to perform. Cause you know, 10, 15 years, hopefully longer, who knows, but like, you know, I won't be able to perform or do the type of performing I'm doing for the rest of my life. So, you know, really taking advantage of that for sure.
Whenever it's over, do you see yourself staying within the industry or do you have other aspirations of like, I'm going to go, I don't know, design playgrounds or open a ice cream shop? What are you gonna do?
I mean, there's nothing specific on, I feel like life is so open that it really could be anything and who knows what it'll be in 10 years. But I have a studio that I just started with my brother not too long ago. So I'm gonna hopefully be teaching classes in the city and running like a dance studio. I feel like it's somewhere in the business. I'd love to, you know, move more to like just like strict acting. That would be awesome. But I haven't had a super dive into that. So like, who knows if I'll even like it, honestly. It sounds exciting, but you know, maybe something else will come along that it'll really interest me. But I love being active. I like playing tennis. I love playing any type of sport outside. So not that I'll become a professional tennis player, but, but I'll definitely be playing. I love playing golf. My joke is I'm ready for retirement. I play tennis. I play golf.
Yeah.
I'm ready to just sit back and, or I guess not sit back, be active, you know, and enjoy life. Yeah.
Traveling, all right, cool. It sounds like you're living in the moment, and that's a great place to be. Yeah. I just got done with tennis lessons about an hour and a half ago. So maybe sometime in the city, I can grab you for a match.
Yeah, let's do it. I'd love to.
You can kick my ass and we can share some laughs about it.
Yeah, perfect. Perfect.
All right. Well, hey, David, we're going to let you go. Got your 10 out of 12. Best wishes with Hell's Kitchen. Can't wait to see it. Everyone that's listening, run to the theater. Go check out the cast of Hell's Kitchen along with David up there on the stage. Thanks so much.
Yeah. Thank you.
All right, later. All right, everyone. David Guzman from Hell's Kitchen. Make sure you give David a follow on the gram. That's @D_Guz with a double Z. I'll have that in the description of this episode. You can hop on over to @BuildForTheStage on Instagram and check out more on the episode with David. Don't forget, you can try out that free trial on BuildForTheStage.com. Actors or athletes, train like one. Later.
Hey, it's Leslie Odom Jr. here on the Broadway Podcast Network to tell you about the RISE Theater Directory, a program of Maestro Music. RISE is a national online resource designed to connect and empower backstage and administrative and creative theater professionals from underrepresented backgrounds. If you work or aspire to work in the theater community, this can help you find your next project. And if you hire theater professionals, search the RISE Theater Directory to find your next team. Create your profile now and get more information by visiting risetheater.org. That's theater with an RISETHEATRE.org, because only together we rise.